Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. We're hearing music by a band from southwestern China called Shunren. Though they play original compositions and traditional songs, they also fuse their indigenous sounds with modern styles from around the world. They describe their music as Chinese ethnic reggae rock fusion. The band is in Sisseton all this week as a part of a tour sponsored by Arts Midwest World Fest. It's taken them to Wisconsin and Iowa, and next they're going to North Dakota. The musicians are presenting workshops with students in Sisseton, and the week-long residency will culminate with a public performance Friday evening at the Sisseton Performing Arts Center. With us is the band's interpreter, and I believe he also plays a little percussion with the band now and then, is Samuel Debel. And Samuel, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Debel.
Debel, okay, yeah. Thanks so much. What is the band doing at the Teo Spezina Tribal School today?
Well, we've already had a kind of a welcoming show where they presented a lot of the tribal culture to us, and in the afternoon we're doing two workshops for the school showing about the culture from China.
Is that a pretty interesting situation for the band to be able to hear indigenous music from here in the U.S., particularly from our Native American cultures, and compare that with their indigenous music from China?
It is very interesting for them. They've been looking forward to it a lot, and the more that they learn about the tribes here, the more they kind of identify with the situation and feel like they are kind of the tribes of China in a certain way.
What part of China do the musicians of Shunren come from?
Okay, they're all from a part of China called Yunnan, which is in the southwest of China. That borders on Laos, Vietnam, and Burma in the south. So it's right in the south of China.
Oh, and do the musicians come from different ethnic groups?
They do. Two of the band are Han Chinese, that is majority Chinese. And then there's one Buyi, that's a tribe that lives in the west of, the east of Yunnan. And one Sani, who comes from near the capital of Kunming, a place called the Stone Forest.
So when did these four musicians then first come together as Shunren?
The band began in about the year 2000. That's when I first met them. And at that point, they were a rock band. But the two of the members were around at that time. And then the band gradually, after kind of realizing that they were tired of imitating music from overseas, tried to put their own culture into the music, and then started to this kind of voyage of discovery, finding and relearning about their own culture and then putting it back into the music. So the third member joined about seven years ago, and the newest member just joined 1 month ago.
1 month ago?
Yeah.
And how does bringing in these other musicians, how has that changed the sound of the band, or does it change the sound of the band?
It does change the sound a lot. Like the band definitely varies the sound depending on who's playing. It's someone from a different tribe, so the music that he does is very different from the old bass player, who was from the Wa tribe. And although he can play all the music that the band do normally, he also adds his own element to what the band do.
Now, it would seem to me somewhat difficult to mix these different styles together, the traditional music with the contemporary styles from around the world. I'm wondering if it's difficult to do that so the music yet still sounds, you know, real and authentic and not contrived.
It's definitely one of the main challenges, and it's one of the main things that stops Yunnan music in general from being appreciated, you know, outside of China, because so much of the way people approach it is a contrived way of doing it. And I think the band have slowly developed a way that works, which they call like minimal editing. So they do as little as possible to the original music, apart from maybe adding a drum beat and a minimal bass line. And trying to let the music breathe the way it should do, without kind of overpowering it with kind of modern elements. But the result is a rocking sound, but at the same time it has the original feel of the tribal music.
Do they use some of the traditional instruments as well?
Yeah, it's all with traditional instruments.
Oh.
Some of the band's songs use an electric guitar, and also there's a kind of a hybrid drum kit used, which is a combination of a normal drum kit and some ethnic drums put together, and also an electric bass is quite often used.
Now, Shunrun has toured around the world. What has been the response to their music? Is it the same no matter where they go?
I think, generally speaking, it's always been a very positive response and almost a surprise response, because people don't really know what to expect. People have heard music from China before, maybe associate Chinese music with slow zither or pipa or flutes, and these instruments that they're using in the style is a completely different feel to that. So people are kind of surprised and feel that they can identify with it, and that's why they receive it well, I think.
Yeah, when I've been listening to the band, it's very uplifting. It's at least the songs that I've heard, very very joyous and even very danceable.
Yeah. Well, this is the main difference between majority Chinese music and ethnic Chinese music. The tribal music in China is all of it's based around dance. So everything that would be traditionally played would have a dance that would go with it. So the rhythms and the attitude of the music are very much designed for dancing, and that's something that Sharon tried to carry through in their interpretation.
So what is the band doing the rest of the week while they're in Sisseton, continuing to work with students in the area?
We've got workshops every day, so that would be tomorrow and Thursday, and then the concert on Friday. So we're going to be busy for the whole week.
Yeah, and then it's off to North Dakota, I believe?
Yes, we're going to Grand Forks after this.
And when does the band return home?
So this is the fourth week out of five. So after the week in Grand Forks and the band go home, they're eager to get back for the Chinese New Year, which is on the 18th. So there's just about enough time for them to do that.
All right. Well, Samuel, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and I hope you and the band enjoy the rest of your week in Sisseton.
Thank you very much, Carl.
That's Samuel DeBell. He's a translator for the band Shunrun from southwestern China. The group is in residency in Sisseton this week as a part of a tour sponsored by Arts Midwest World Fest. Shunrun presents a public concert Friday evening. That begins at 7 o'clock in the Sisseton Performing Arts Center. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke is the producer. We had assistance from Owen DeYoung. Coming up tomorrow, we'll discuss the latest in state politics with the Dakota Political Junkies, Kevin Wooster of KELO-TV, and Roger Whittle of the Watertown Public Opinion. That's tomorrow at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next.